Welcome to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska on Big Cabbage Radio.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Ag Matters on Big Cabbage Radio. This is your host, Ken Hoffman. I'm a farmer out here in Palmer. My farm's name is Matsu Microgreens, and I'm also the executive director of the Matsu chapter of the Alaska Farm Bureau. If anyone is interested in farming, agriculture, or joining our Farm Bureau, then please email me at matsufarmbureau@gmail.com, or you could visit our website at alaskafb.org. So today we have two guests from AgWest Farm Credit. I'm going to let them get started and tell us about themselves and what they do.
Sounds great. Thanks. This is Whitney Tatahu. And again, I'm with AgWest Farm Credit, and I'm a relationship manager, and I've been with the organization for almost 17 years. I work with producers, both large and small, to help them meet their goals by financing their operations in any way that we possibly can in regards to operating loans, equipment loans, cattle loans, all the way up to real estate loans. We're also a preferred lender with the FSA or the Farm Service Agency, and we work in conjunction with them on a lot of projects where we're working on joint financing and things like that as well.
Okay.
And my name is Tiffany Town. I also work here at AgWest Farm Credit with Whitney. I've been with the association for a little over 3 years. And I'm actually in our marketing and communications department. So I help share our AgWest brand throughout our territory, build recognition and awareness of our association and the services that we can provide to all different types of customers. Within my teams, we also work on stewardship giving scholarship program. We do a lot of marketing and communications specific items. And then we have a public affairs and advocacy group as well, and really just work to bring our AgWest purpose to life.
Okay. Well, very cool. So AgWest, is this a government organization or privately owned? What is AgWest?
Great question. So AgWest is a cooperative lending institution, and we are chartered by the federal government, but we are not necessarily part of the federal government. So we are able to provide financing to our customers by selling bonds, and that's how we get some of our funding. And Tiffany can kind of explain some of that as well. But basically, we're here to help provide financial and insurance products to our customers in our chartered territories, and Alaska being, our entire state that we cover. And that includes both agriculture, mariculture, aquatic culture, fisheries, flowers, and everything in between.
Yeah, and I would also add that AgWest is unique because we are a customer-owned cooperative. So our members are actually owners in our association. They have a voice when it comes to governance. They vote on association-specific matters. And then also as part of our cooperative structure, they share in the profits of our organization through patronage dividend to eligible borrowers as well.
Okay, cool. So AgWest, is there a certain geographical area that you guys only perform? Is there an Ag East, or is AgWest everything?
That's a great question. So we're kind of we're definitely a very large association. We actually cover all of Alaska, Montana, Idaho, Oregon, Washington, parts of California, and parts of Arizona now.
Okay, cool. All right, so you guys said you do financial products like loans, and then also insurance.
Yeah, yep, we do multi-parallel crop insurance and hail insurance as well.
Okay, well, this is handy. I'm actually looking for insurance, farm insurance for my farm, so I might have to give you guys a call after this program.
Sounds good. Well, just to clarify, too, we actually don't provide farm insurance for, property casualty. The only thing that we offer is multi-parallel crop insurance.
Okay, what about, liability insurance for food products? Say I'm a farmer here in Alaska, and I need somebody to insure my salad greens for a farmer's market. Can you guys do that?
I believe we can. It depends on if there's actuarials for that commodity in the state of Alaska.
Okay. So you need data for that? All right. So financial products, so loans. Let's see. Do you guys offer grants? I've heard of grants, first producer grants. Could you guys tell us about that?
That's a great opportunity. Go ahead, Tiffany. This is probably one that you've been marketing quite a bit lately.
Yeah, no, thanks for the chance there. Yeah, so we do have actually, we have a couple different grants. And so through AgWest Farm Credit, as I mentioned, we are owned by our members, we're a cooperative. And so we really take our initiative of giving back to community very seriously and really helping to provide a way for agriculture to thrive into the future. And so one way that we approach that is through a couple different grants. And the one that maybe you have heard about that I think maybe you were referencing is called our New Producer Grant. And that is a grant program that we've had running for like the last 2 years. And what we do in that program is really give an opportunity for brand new people who maybe don't have a background or a lot of experience in agriculture. We grant some funds to help them kickstart their operation. And so those are $15,000 grants. We give away 30 of those. And the window to apply for those grants is actually open right now. The window runs March 1st to May, the very end of May. So May 31st is the last day to apply. But there's some eligibility requirements and some different things you need to do. You can find all that information on our website at agwestfc.com, as well as that application form. And then another type of grant that we do is called a rural community grant. So we acknowledge at AgWest that, you know, the vibrancy and the feasibility of our rural communities is imperative to the success of the future of agriculture. And so we do things through this rural community grant that just help those rural communities along. We know that, you know, sometimes they just need some extra funds to help with that community hall project or to, you know, finance a new little league field or things like that. And so we have rural community grants that are available as well. And those are a little bit smaller dollar amount. The maximum on those is about $5,000. But again, you can find more information on those at our website.
Okay, cool. Do you guys have, say, old producer grants? Say we have a farmer who's been doing vegetables for like 30 years, and now he wants to start a flower business. So he starts an LLC and is a new business. Does that count as a new producer because it's a new LLC, or are you guys analyzing the farmer themselves and saying that they've been farming for a long time so they don't qualify?
It's actually built more around the farmer's experience, the producer's experience, and we're trying to help decrease those barriers to entry in the agriculture industry. So that particular scenario would probably not apply. We're really looking for those people that are just getting started, just really getting running with ag.
Okay, got it. So folks that are just learning about agriculture, trying to educate, and so you're helping them by lowering the financial burden. Got it. So let's do a little scenario. Say there's a farmer, a new producer up here in Alaska, and he wants to grow banana trees outdoors. What is the process to see, do you guys do a feasibility study on that particular farmer and on the product? Or do you take their word for it that bananas can grow here? I'm really curious on what you guys do.
That's a great question. As a relationship manager, you know, we evaluate risk and we look at credit and approve loans and move forward with those types of things. So when we get our new application and a new request in, and I'm visiting with a potential producer, you know, we're evaluating a lot of different things of, you know, the management, you know, the financials with balance sheets, your leverage positions, cash flow positions, all those types of things. But we absolutely take into account, you know, what can be grown there? What is the risk of growing it? And then also too, what are the barriers and the concerns of marketing and actually converting your commodity into a cash? Those are also some of the things that we take a look at when we're evaluating a potential loan and taking a look at the possibilities of that. So one of the things with Alaska is that's unique to Alaska is the fact that it is limited on the marketing and what do you do with your commodity after you can produce it. So those are absolutely some of the things that we take a look at and make sure that we evaluate to find out that, you know, is this going to be successful for, you know, AgWest, as well as is this going to be successful for the customer? So those are all the things that we take a look at when we're evaluating a credit.
Got it. So marketing commodity, are you saying that you do a feasibility study on the price of the product? Say if somebody did start growing bananas in Alaska and they successfully got a bunch, but they have to sell it for $1,000 per banana. Is that what you mean by marketing the commodity? That's just not, it's the price is too high for the area, or what does that mean?
Not necessarily. You know, I think there's two different ways you have to look at this. Or actually, there's probably three. First off is, you know, can it be grown in Alaska? Can it be produced? And if so, you know, how much can it be produced? If it's a large amount, you know, what are you going to do with that commodity and how are you going to process it? So the other leg to that stool will be processing. You know, do you have to manufacture it? Do you have to do something with that commodity to make sure that it is a sellable product? And then the third piece of that is the marketing leg for that stool. And it's understanding how are you going to convert and sell your commodity? What is your marketing strategy? Who are your buyers? And what are those outlets? So understanding, you know, how you can produce it, how you can process it, and how you can sell your commodity are those three pieces that we look at when we're looking at a credit as well. Does that help answer your question?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you, any of you guys been up to Alaska and like met any of the farmers up here that have received any loans or grants?
Absolutely. So I've been up to Alaska for the last 3 years and I go several times a year. I've been at the Farm Bureau Convention the last 3 years in November. And I try to go out in either April. I was up in February of this year, actually, in Delta Junction and Fairbanks. And we've got a couple other credit officers who come up to Alaska throughout the year as well. So, yep, we go up a handful of times a year and meet with customers, producers, attend conventions, and continue to just show that, you know, AgWest is committed to Alaska agriculture. And we're here to help, whether that's with new loans or whether that's with, you know, providing individuals with new producer grants or the communities with rural community grants.
Excellent. Well, I'm with the Farm Bureau, so I'm sure I've met you at the November annual conventions before. Exciting stuff.
Yeah.
So what would be the difference between, say, an AgWest loan and an FSA loan or USDA loan? Or what are the difference between those? Or is there any difference? Is one better than the other? Would you be able to help us out a little bit?
Yeah, so that's actually a really good question because I think a lot of people do get confused when they hear of, you know, farm credit and they think of FSA or the Farm Service Agency. And those are two different organizations and they're both great tools and opportunities depending on where you're at in your production cycle, depending on if you're just starting out in agriculture or depending on if you're you know, needing to restructure some things and do things differently. There's different opportunities that both organizations can help with. So, you know, AgWest, again, we're very committed to our young and beginning producers getting started in agriculture. We don't have any minimum requirements for individuals who are applying for an application or for credit. We don't require a minimum years of experience. You know, FSA, they do have a minimum. So that can sometimes be a difficult barrier to entry as well. You know, we do have guidelines that we follow when we are understanding and looking and analyzing credit. And sometimes we have to rely on our relationships with FSA to do things jointly together to meet the needs of the customer, whether that's with joint financing with real estate loans, whether that's doing FSA guarantees to help, you know, ensure some of the credit and provide a little bit of an insurance policy to that credit application. So they can be used together and they could also be used separately. So it just depends. We have a great working relationship with all of the offices in Alaska with the FSA and work jointly with them. So it's just something that we encourage everybody. If you have questions, you know, I'm working with producers right now that don't really need a loan at the moment, but they want to start building the relationship to understand that if and when that happens, they have a lender who understands their business and can help them, point them in a direction that they can go down the path that they're hoping to achieve.
Very good. Again, this is Ken Hoffman on Ag Matters, and we have Whitney and Tiffany from AgWest Farm Credit. So one more question from me that I can think of right now is, what sort of loans do you guys offer? Is it just land? Is it building, equipment? Would you be able to give us a rundown
everything
again?
Everything in between. Yep, everything in between. So we can provide operating loans. We can provide equipment and cattle loans or improvement loans, and we can also do real estate loans. So we offer basically a wide variety of loan options, basically anything related to agriculture we can take a look at and have conversations and determine ways to help you meet your goal.
Okay. Is, say, a website included or just tangible assets?
So you can find out all of our information and contact information at our website at agwestfc.com. You can learn more at About Us, and you can actually get in touch with loan officers as well. Or you can also reach me directly, and my number is 406-850-1286. And again, I'm a relationship manager and do loans up in Alaska.
Okay, very good. Do you also offer lines of credit for farmers? I know, yes. I'm a vegetable farmer, and it's springtime, and so it's always difficult. Cash flow is always difficult to try to manage, trying to order all your seeds before, you know, you don't even get a harvest yet. So you have line of credit loans?
Yes. We call those operating loans, but yes, they are lines of credit loans. That's exactly what we do in providing producers with upfront capital for their year, their growing cycle.
Okay, very good. And so does the producer have to have a business, or what if it's a hobbyist, hobby gardener who sometimes goes to a farmer's market? Do they have to be filing, say, a Schedule F? Is that one way you guys determine that?
Yes, we do take a look at Schedule F, and our minimum requirement for what we would consider a part-time farmer is $500 of gross sales of agricultural commodities, whether that's flowers or fish or, you know, dairy, anything related to agriculture, a minimum of $500.
Okay, that's not very much, $500.
No, it's not. Nope, it's not. So, yeah, so if anybody has questions, feel free to reach out, and we can kind of go through specifics for your particular operation, and we can try to help you meet your goals.
Okay, well, very good. And one more time, which industries do you guys consider farms?
As far as agricultural, basically anything that is considered under the Farm Bill, which is a very, very wide variety. Again, it goes all the way from fisheries to cattle to dairies to small grains to flowers, everything in between.
Okay.
Food and fiber.
Okay, so fisheries too. We have a lot of fishermen up here in Alaska.
Yes.
Okay.
Fisheries too. Yeah.
We have another member on the line, Bailey from AgWest Farm Credit, and she's going to tell us a little about what her role is in this program.
Yeah, thanks for having me. So I work on our lending team, what we refer to as a relationship manager. So basically, I get to be the face of our account team and work directly with agricultural producers.
Okay, so you would be the point of contact if I was one of your guys' clients.
Yes, yep. So I handle the customer conversation start to finish, and then I've got awesome teams that back me and assist through the underwriting process. But essentially, I get to be the one that goes out and does the farm visits and gets to facilitate the conversations to discuss agricultural producers' financing needs and goals.
Okay, fun stuff. So I'm curious, what are some of the most interesting farms that you have visited or customers that you have worked on?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, I always find a certain amount of joy in visiting cattle ranches just because I really like to see baby calves. I mean, what's cuter than that? And then maybe something unique that I've gotten to work on would be birch syrup.
Okay, birch syrup. Was it up here in Alaska, in Talkeetna?
It was.
Okay, yeah. The Hammer Family Birch Farm. I love them. They're cool. It's a neat farm. I believe it's the largest birch farm in the world, at least in North America. Is that true?
Well, so to be clear, I did not work with them. I worked with different producers, but also I can't share information about those that we do work with for confidentiality reasons.
Yep, for sure. All righty, what other sorts of farms have you visited?
So I had the pleasure of attending the Homer Peony Festival last summer. And that was a great experience to be able to tour some of those and get to just see what the production is all about and how Alaska is so different from the lower 48 in when that growing season happens and then just the sheer amount of production that can occur.
Okay. Bailey, so you're the customer service manager, and you said you also work with the loan department?
So my position is a relationship manager. So I do work on our lending team. I just get to be kind of the marketing face of that in terms of just being able to work with those customers. So as part of the lending team, not only do I get to work directly with the customers, but I'm directly involved with the underwriting process.
Okay, very good. So Tiffany, do you also accompany Bailey on these farm tours across the U.S.?
Oh my goodness, I wish that I could say yes, but unfortunately, I live vicariously through Bailey. She sends me pictures of all the cool places that she's going, and we help through our social media channel and storytelling outlets to kind of share awareness about our different programs and experiences that our field staff are having.
Okay, well, very good.
And if I may jump in, something just for a point of clarification, AgWest Farm Credit isn't across the entire United States. We're part of the larger farm credit system, but we're regionally based. So our territory includes Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, parts of California, Arizona, and then Alaska as well.
Okay, very good. So Ag West, not Ag East, North or South. You have your area. Okay, very good. Well, thank you so much, all of you, for coming on to the program on Ag Matters. And we hope you have a great day and have lots of fun visiting farms.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.